This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry exploring cancer prevention and treatment options. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller calls for empowerment of the most vulnerable in society this Labor Day, and 800 acres of land at Amity Hall for sorghum cultivation. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Kids, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a lawyer.
I want to be a teacher.
A television broadcaster.
Miss, with all that is happening to the children these days, all I want is a chance to grow up.
Give our children a chance to grow up. If you know or suspect that a child is being abused, report it to the Office of the Children's Registry. Call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328. You don't have to give your name.
Children's Care and Protection. Mission.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is calling on individuals and organizations to uplift and empower the most vulnerable in the society this Workers' Week and Labor Day. Workers' Week will begin on May 19 and end on Labor Day, May 23. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says activities for the week, especially on Labor Day, will focus on improving the lives of the most vulnerable.
We take this time to demonstrate our respect for the workers of Jamaica through the promotion of their rights and responsibilities and highlighting their contribution to nation building. For Labor Day 2013, individuals, groups, private and public organizations are encouraged to undertake projects that can help to uplift and empower the vulnerable among us.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the launch of Labor Day and Workers' Week on Monday. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says Labor Day is a good opportunity for youths to learn valuable lessons from volunteerism. She says the knowledge garnered can also be the platform from which young people can develop entrepreneurial skills.
Labor Day is an opportunity to teach our youth the true meaning of service. Their acts of volunteerism may well be the training ground for the job of the entrepreneurial activity they may later discover.
The theme for this Labor Day, May 23, is Lend a Hand, Build or Land. Minister Hanna says the theme is timely and relevant as it signifies the importance of support from citizens in achieving national development. The Ministry of Health is exploring all options as it relates to cancer prevention and treatment. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says options being considered include the reintroduction of nuclear medicine technology to enhance diagnostic and treatment capabilities. He says nuclear medicine holds the key to a host of treatment options.
Last year, I wrote to the International Atomic Energy Agency, inviting them to send an impact mission to Jamaica. That team visited in March of 2013. I'm expecting that when they report their findings, it will chart the way to new and exciting possibilities for cancer care in Jamaica.
Minister Ferguson says the government is giving priority attention to cancer prevention and care in light of the increased incidence of the disease. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has signed an agreement with Caribbean Broilers to immediately put 800 acres of land at Amity Hall in St. Catherine into sorghum production. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says the collaboration came about after observing the company's successful cultivation of sorghum. Caribbean Broilers also needed more land for production.
The opportunity presented itself. We can provide some of those lands. Over the past few weeks, we have done quite a lot of land preparation in readiness for their beginning to sow the seeds almost immediately.
Sorghum is a species of grass used as fodder. Minister Clark says the project is expected to reduce the almost $300 million spent annually to import grain for animal feed. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.